Well, good morning, TMC family, and welcome to the Master's Call. And please, would you join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you so much. You are our Lord God Almighty. We bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praise, Jesus, will always be on our lips. We glory in you, Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. We glorify you, Lord. We exalt your name together. Thank you for our radiant Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and their yes to your call, the Master's Call. Thank you for our Artist Life International family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Mother Dorothy Cook, Mr. Clement Boyd, the Kings of Artists, and the new generations coming up in artists. Thank you for encamping your angel around us and delivering us from everything. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for letting us taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless every speaker and listener on this call who take refuge in you. Open up our hearts and minds to hear and receive thy word and thy will for us here on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it was a Jesus Joy privilege to greet you on this Taste and See That the Lord is Good Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I love that tag, Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good Thursday. Amen, amen, and amen. And thank you for that powerful prayer this morning. We give God glory for you. And I say good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here residing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I greet you along with Minister Rebecca saying thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we are so excited about what God is doing in each and every one of your lives. And we're excited that he is doing greater things in each and every one of you. Now, if this is your first time joining us here on a TMC call, which we call a telecommunication sanctuary, we are here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. So we're grateful that this call started back in October 2010 through two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and then we have our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and we're so grateful that God has called these two women, and this call is constantly going forth to bless the masses. Now, we also have a scripture that we stand on, and it's Psalm 88:13, where it says, But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, each and every day. Now, we also invite you to invite others to come to this call because I tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. So share it with everybody and let them know that this is a good time to get a word within our being each and every morning. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All the messages, would you believe it? All the messages have been archived back on that site as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, you'll also notice that we have a theme for this year, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. You could be a greeter, such as what Minister Rebecca did, or you could host, which is what I'm doing, or you may even have a word from on high, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information request to info@themasterscall.net. We also take prayer praise reports and prayer requests, we want to rejoice with you as well as pray with you. So send all your information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us have been blessed to be a part of this phenomenal God-ordained company called Artists International, and now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life. We're so excited about what God is doing with these wonderful, wonderful products, health and wellness products they are. And we have from garments that supports the back up to down to nutritionals. And I tell you, it's such a blessing that the testimonies we have each and every day that are coming from people using these wonderful products. So we're out to change the world by helping everyone with their health and wellness. Now, if you never heard about Artists, this company has been in existence over 25 years, and we're so thankful that God has ordained us to be here still and be a blessing to the masses. Get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can even go to the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held each and every day, Monday through Friday, right after this call. So that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. And you'll get a wealth of information on what our products are doing as well as testimonies. I tell you, it is phenomenal. So I am getting out of the way because God is doing great and wonderful things, and we want to hear a word from on high. This awesome woman of God, I tell you, she is such a blessing to the masses. She is definitely a blessing to TMC, and it is none other than Minister Willa Peterson, who's been married to Gerald Peterson for over 41 years and is a mother of three grown children, and they are Javen, Kenan, and Macy. And now she is a BB. Yes, some people say Gigi, but she is a BB of a brand-new baby girl, Karen. And we are so excited along with her for being a BB. How about that? She used to live in Oak Park, Illinois for over 38 years, and now her and Jerry are retired in Tampa, Florida, where they are enjoying life to the fullest. They are now a member of the Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she looks forward to continuing in serving in the capacity where God would have her to serve. She's a retired elementary school teacher. She has helped many children as well as her own, and I tell you, she's got very special kids who are doing phenomenal things, and we're so grateful that God is making her an example to all the mothers of the earth. And we thank God that she, not only being a teacher to her children and the community in her church, she's also a health and wellness educator. For well over 15 years, she's a certified health coach, and she's has the knowledge of foods and how to nourish the body at the cellular level. She continues to help people in various ways by helping them with their health and wellness. As a result of overcoming health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, she is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis by sharing these concepts with others in an informal, fun, and interactive way. Minister Willa is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, Minister Willa is excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in her each and every day in every area of her life, and she does it to the fullest. We are so pleased and so thankful for her being a part of the TMC family. I am honored and pleased to introduce to some and present to others none other than Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can. Yes, I am, Minister Brendan. Thank you so much for that warm, loving introduction. And yes, I am a BB. I have joined the Grandparents Club, and BB stands for is grandmother in Swahili. So yes, thank you so much, and I praise God for that. And Minister Rebecca, thank you so much for greeting our family as they took their seats in our telecommunications sanctuary and for that amazing tagline, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good because he is good every day, and for your powerful prayer. Dr. Vanessa, to Dr. Vanessa, whom we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, and to Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Super Fantastic, thank you for the confidence you have shown in me by giving me this opportunity to share a word with our family. And my TMC family, thank you for joining me this morning at the buffet table for a word that I pray will encourage you and empower you as we trust God with all the details of our lives. Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring the word to your sons and daughters this morning, I pray that the anointing falls upon me as I give what thus says the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, family, when I considered what was going on in this world during the last month and a half, you know, the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, the police injustice and shooting of African-American youth here in the United States, particularly African-American males, the shootings of the police officers in Dallas, Texas, as well as the shootings of the police officers in Baton Rouge, the killings of the 85 people in Nice, France, at the hands of a terrorist who drove through a crowd who were simply enjoying Baptiste Day celebration, and then the attempted coup d'etat in Turkey. I really, really, really thought my message this morning would be, Lord, we are in a battle for our lives. So as I began to prepare that message, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and let me know there is a different message I need to deliver this morning. So this morning, this message is called The Posture of Faith. And I pray that this message will be a blessing to you as we walk by faith, no matter what. Well, I will become an official senior citizen on my birthday next month. So I have had many times when I have had to hold on tenaciously to my faith in God, no matter what. And as many of you who have been hanging around here on the Master's Call, you know that we are famous for acronyms and for acrostics. So God put on my heart an acrostic for the word faith. Now, I'm sure you have heard the saying, prayer is the key, but faith unlocks the door. Well, what is faith, really? So I thought I would go to Webster and look to see what Webster had to say about faith. And Webster's dictionary defines faith as a strong belief or trust in someone or something, a belief in the existence of God, a strong religious feeling or belief. Now, that's quite different from the biblical definition of faith, according to Hebrews 11:1, which says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I especially like the word now preceding the meaning of faith. It tells us that faith isn't something in the future, although we all endeavor to have faith today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, this hour, this minute, this section. However, I am encouraged to know that faith is now. Our days are filled with victories, successes, and overwhelming favor mixed in with the disappointments, the tragedies, the hurts, and the uncertainties. In the midst of it all, how do we hold on to that now faith that we have read so much about and have heard so much about? So what I am going to do this morning is share 5 key points that I pray will encourage you to hold on to that now faith. So the first key posture of faith, and I'm calling it a posture of faith because we're standing. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. So that first posture of faith, the F stands for forgiveness. You do not want to hinder the blessings God has in store for you. Satan would love nothing more than to occupy our minds with things that have happened in our lives that have caused us hurt and pain. Have you ever been hurt so badly by a loved one or even a close friend that you could feel the aching right in your heart? You may have determined that morning when you woke up that you were not going to dwell on that thing. You told yourself that you were going to get past it. And then here comes Satan, unwinding and replaying that video of the hurt and anger you had been feeling. That one distraction from Satan got you off course of the plan to forgive and move forward. And I know because I experienced that feeling this week. I knew I was trusting God for some things, and one of the things was to meditate and concentrate on getting this message written. But I felt myself feeling hurt over something that was done to me. I mentioned to the person how I felt and that they owed me an apology. They felt they had done nothing wrong. However, in order for me to move forward, I told them they were forgiven for the hurt I experienced as a result of their actions, even though they would not apologize. You see, Satan would have loved for me to continue dwelling on the hurt. However, I needed to move forward. I needed to forgive them so the feelings that were welling up in me could dissipate. I had to remind myself that it was not what I could see that was the problem. It was Ephesians 6:12, which reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness and high places." I had allowed some of my armor, my war clothes, to come off and realized in order to get back into battle position, I had to fight that spiritual battle with spiritual weapons. We, God's people, should not fight with arguments, but with the truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. God promises that such weapons will defeat the enemy every time. In forgiving those who wrong us or asking for forgiveness for the wrong we have done to others, we are fully focusing on our walk of faith. We can fully focus on our walk of faith. In order to hold on to our faith, we also have to have fervent prayer, and that's the other F in faith. James 5:16 tells us that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So what is fervent prayer? Fervent prayer is unstoppable prayer. Prayer, being laser focused, it means to focus our thoughts on God and His Word. Fervent prayer is characterized by earnestness, and energy to release results, and is illustrated in verse 17 and 18 of James 5, which reads, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit." It means, fervent prayer means to pray with passion and to be for real. The second key in our posture of faith is A, and that is to ask. A is the word faith gives us for examples of assurance, peace, and blessings when we ask God according to His perfect will for us. Aren't you thankful that God knows the end of a situation from the beginning? Matthew 7:7 tells us, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For anyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and he who knocks, it will be opened." All three words are in the present tense, indicating a continuous action. Keep on asking, seeking, and knocking. All three commands are also accompanied by a result, a response from God. His people, and that is you and I, will receive and find the doors open to us. God always answers in a way that is best for his children. We must keep in mind that these promises are according to God's perfect will for us when we follow the master plan of asking, seeking, and finding. The third key posture of faith, the I, is to ignite heaven with your praise. Psalm 34, 1 through 3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast, make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. To bless the Lord at all times comes easily when everything is going well. But David sang this song during the night of adversity. During the times of prosperity, as well as during the times of uncertainty about our faith and what God will do, that time is an especially good time to praise the Lord. God inhabits the praises of his people. And while God is aboding in our praise, Satan is packing up all his antics and all his cohorts and are fleeing because they cannot stand our praise. The fourth key posture of faith is T, to trust God's will for your life. Isn't it a blessing to know that God is our Alpha and Omega? He is the first and the last. He sees around corners that we can't see, and he knows far more than we know. You see, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, not some, but all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. In order for God to direct our path, we must be doing whatever we know to be right. In order to do this, we must have an intimate relationship with him, cultivated by hearing his voice and spending time with him. When we acknowledge God in all that we do, he will make a way that is clear for us, giving us peace during our posture of faith. The last and the final posture of faith, the fifth key, is H, to have hope and hold on to our confession of faith. Psalm 71:5 tells us, you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. And Hebrews 10:23 tells us, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, or our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And Ephesians 3:20, which is one of my favorite scripture verses, is, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In closing, God has given us the keys we need to stand strong in faith by maintaining a position of faith through forgiveness, fervent prayer, asking God according to his will, igniting heaven with our praise, trusting God with all our hearts and hope as we hold on to our confession of faith. Embracing these keys of faith will unlock the doors of the answers to our prayers. Embracing these keys of faith will enable us to experience peace and joy during these turbulent times as we walk by faith and not by sight. I trust this message has blessed you. I trust that these keys will enable you to hold on to your position of faith. Host, this is the end of my message. Are you there? God bless you, my TMC family.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for such a profound message this morning, the posture of faith. Praise God. And I'm sure so many will be calling in to listen to that playback because it was such a powerful message. Thank you again. Let's go, and I will be calling you back, Minister Willa, to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we so appreciate and adore you. We honor your holy and righteous name, Father God, because you are God. Besides you, Lord, there is none other. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth dwelling among us and in us, O God. We thank you, Father, that you've given us another opportunity to say, Father, forgive us of all our wrongdoing. Forgive us of all our shortcomings. And, Father God, we thank you because you're so gracious to us. You're so merciful. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name this day, Lord God. Let our faith be magnified in such a way, Father God, that you'll see you in us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Minister Willa this morning who's given us this profound message on faith, oh God. And Lord, let us realize that the purpose of our life here on earth is to glorify you. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to pour virtues of blessings into Minister Willa's life and her family, Lord God. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless everything their hands touch and everywhere their feet tread. We thank you, Father God, for blessing everywhere their community, their neighborhood, Lord God, their house, their city, Father God. We thank you that you're doing a great work in each and every one of her family members, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, that you meet the needs in every capacity of their lives, health, their strength, Lord God, their purpose in life. Lord, we thank you for magnifying your glory in them in such a way, Father God, that others will see you. We thank you, Father God, for this body of Christ that's on this call this morning. We ask, Father, that you bless them, Lord God, that you keep them, Lord God, that you just give them a newness this morning, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, for restoring them the joy of your salvation. We glorify you, Father, for doing a work like none other. And we ask that you bless Dr. PK, Father God, and we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life, oh God, for restoring her to a new dimension, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa, Father. We glorify you, Father, for everything that she does, oh God, to your name and to your glory, Father. We ask that you pour back into these women of God like never before, Father God. Bless Mother Josie, Father. Bless all those that are in Artists International, from the leader, from the owners, down to the advisor that joined last night. We ask you, Father, that you put your arms around us, Lord God, that you lead us and guide us into your truth. And we thank you, Father, in advance for what you're doing. We glorify you, Father, for the inspiration, the story, Lord God, for what you're doing in Rockman's life, oh God. We thank you for restoring him, Father. We thank you for doing a work, Father God, that no man can take the glory, Father, but they will see your glory in the midst of it. We thank you for all those that are sick and shut in. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we glorify you, Father, for those that are in a bereaved situation, Father God, that you're comforting them like never before. We thank you, Father, for being our God, our Almighty Father. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, again, this was such a profound message. And if you want to hear the playback, it's 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that we do have the new morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call. And that number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. It is Transformational Thursday, where manager Delia Hernandez will be speaking on prospecting, and Executive President Candela Mosley will be speaking on Less Party. Again, that's 641 715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. We're so grateful to God that you joined us this morning. Look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone and letting us know that we can taste and see that the Lord is good, and we will definitely continue to dwell in that today. Thank you, Minister Willow, for that profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, I will. I was looking through a daily bread that I saw, and I saw a message that really touched my heart. And it says, when it comes to problems, the way out is to trust God on the way through. And 1 John 5:4 tells us, everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So we thank you, Father, for the faith that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. You told us in your word not to be afraid, not to fear, because you are with us always. So we thank you, Lord, that as we walk by faith and not by sight, that we hold to the horns of the altar, that we hold on to the word that never changes, and that as a result of our doing that, we will see the blessed promises that you have in store for us. Father, we thank you for this time together, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I always say, family, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Go out